Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Coach Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. He joins us now. And, Coach, we're going to get to the finals and whether or not Milwaukee can make this a series here, because we do that with you every Friday, and we're grateful to do it with you. But before we do that, because it's official now, because he just got the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award from the NBA Coaches Association yesterday, Larry Brown, and it's official. He is now at Memphis. How about what Penny Hardaway's got? We're talking about the eighth winningest coach in NBA history and the only guy to win an NBA title and an NCAA title. Just how about you look on your bench, Jimmy? Next guy over is Larry Brown. How big is this for Memphis and for Penny Hardaway?
Yeah, it's really relevant because I'm in Atlanta right now, and I'm at the Under Armour. There's a grassroots AAU program here. These are our top programs. Adidas has one. Nike has one. Well, Under Armour is in Atlanta. Danny Manning happens to be here. And Noah Batchelor, who's a kid from IMG, plays for a Baltimore team. So Noah Batchelor committed.
Yep.
And I just happened to run into some of Noah Batchelor's family, and they were partly excited about, of course, Memphis and Penny and the arena and the history. But they had that little smile, and I said, "You got Larry Brown there." And so, you never know how he influences a recruit, a situation, because with over 1,000 wins, all those years of experience. Now, he hasn't been on a bench as an assistant, I think, since his North Carolina days in the 60s.
That's right.
So, it's going to be really interesting, but whether you see a recruit or you talk to Danny Manning, don't remember Danny and the Miracles led Kansas to the NCAA final. They did national championship with Larry Brown. Right away, Danny Manning, oh, God, Coach Brown, what a teacher, you know, lives and breathes it 24/7. So I think it's fantastic, not just for Penny Hardaway, but the players, the other assistants, and the fans. You know, you're a small city, so he's going to be around and people are going to get to see him, and he's a legend. But make no mistake, he is a worker. He is a 24/7 basketball guy. He'll be in a restaurant. If you come up and ask him about an out-of-bounds play for your daughter or son's eighth-grade team, he will draw one on a napkin. He's going to draw one on a napkin right there at the diner for you. So he's that kind of guy, and that he's a great person, fatherly or grandfatherly figure. But make no mistake, he loves the game, and I think it's fantastic for college basketball, and I think it's really going to be a difference maker for an NIT championship Memphis team that wants to go to the NCAA and wants to get kids. Maybe they stay a year or two now with the name, image, and likeness. So the fact that, hey, I was, you know, late first or an early second, you stay with Coach Brown and Coach Penny Hardaway for 2 years and you'll really be a lottery pick, mm-hmm. because the sky's the limit for the program. You got everything going, all the energy's positive, and he's just icing on the cake there.
How high, Coach, how high is he on your lists, on your list? Put it that way, of great ones who have done it. Like, right, we talk about John Wooden and how he was one of the greats. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, when you look at some of these accolades, it's hard not to put Larry in that conversation. But how high on the list is he for you? And then as a coach who's done this for a long time and lived this life, like, do you remember when you first became aware of Larry and how good he was and Larry's style, that kind of thing? Take me back to that as well.
That's great because, you know, Bird and Magic really turned us all on to college basketball. And, you know, I grew up in Boston, so I was a Celtics fan. I was not a Red Sox fan or any of that stuff. I just loved basketball.
Okay.
My favorite player was JoJo White, who was a Kansas guy, and then it ended up being Dennis Johnson. I was kind of a Celtics out-of-the-box guy. Well, Larry Brown was a feisty player for Dean Smith, but I was too young for that. When I first remember was the year after Larry Bird Magic was the Rocket Rod Foster. and it was never Nervous Purvis in Louisville. And UCLA was in that final. Larry Brown got UCLA to the final with Rocket Rod Foster, and he had that, you know, cool name, and I'm 12 or 13 then and watching games, and that's when I first found out who Larry Brown was. Now, I started going to Celtics games and saw him on the bench with so many different teams, and of course, his Pacers teams with Reggie Miller, but in college, when I was a college basketball player myself at Catholic University in D.C., I'm a player. John Thompson's down the road. He has Ewing and all those great teams, and you know what John Chaney and John Thompson have done for the game. Because John Thompson went to the high school I coached at. This is why I'm close with that group. Well, Danny and the Miracles come along and they win it all. In other words, when you're in college, the Final Four is really important because that's your current mode of thinking. You got Danny and the Miracles and they win it all.
Yep.
So now you're like, wow, Larry Brown. I remember UCLA. I remember he's back in the pros. Now he's back there and gets Kansas there. Just amazing. Then the Pistons thing to me is what elevated him to. It's I'm glad he got the Chuck Dale. He's got over 1,000 wins, 26 years, 27 years, NBA. I thought from a coaching perspective, what he did with the Pistons. I talked about this. I spoke to a camp the other day, and it was an all academic camp. These are the best and the brightest kids going to Ivy Leagues, and I was talking to him about, like, there's the kids that go to Memphis and Tennessee and the lottery and the NBA, but there's all kinds of kids, Gonzaga kids. Well, there's Ivy League kids and there's C.J. McCollum. We talked about the variations of people. I said, you know who's the smartest guy I saw play? It was Rasheed Wallace. And they went, what do you mean, coach? I said, well, Larry Brown got Rasheed Wallace to turn into, A, a great teammate, B, the greatest pick-and-roll defender in the game of basketball. So you think about how the Pistons, hey, they knocked out Kobe. They were in the conference finals 5 years in a row. To get someone, I guess my point was this, Jason. Everybody wants to be the leading scorer or make a cool pass.
I hear you.
Maybe even block a shot.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the best pick and roll defender, but you know how important that was? And you know what a job Larry Brown did getting that, not only Detroit and Ben Wallace to play, but Rasheed Wallace became probably, if you ask guys, you know, NBA coaches, the best pick-and-roll defender in the history, and the Pistons went on this long run of winning. I know it was a little slow and defensive, but I also saw Larry Brown make Allen Iverson score 40 points a game. Now, he wore him down because he ran so much stuff for him, and I say that in a positive way. He just adjusts to the team he has.
Yep.
And that's why my long answers, I just love Larry Brown for being adaptive to, we have to play defense in Detroit. Danny Manning has to do everything. We got to run things through Rocket Rod Foster. We have to get Allen Iverson 50 touches a game just so the other team's defense has to cover him, but he's going to fire away. Hey, they had Eric Snow and a couple other guys. Aaron McKee was a three-man. That's the team trying to play the Lakers. I saw them play in person several times.
Okay.
Larry Brown can adjust offensively and defensively, and he knows how to win games. I think that's what's great about him. So I'd put him, he's a top 10 living legend coach right now.
I think so. I don't think there's any question about it. So let me, in this instance, Coach, I'm gonna make you the number one prospect in the class of 2022, and we think you're going to reclassify to 2021, and Jalen Duren. He's this big 6'10 kid. You probably already know about him. And right now,
sure.
He's got Memphis. He's got Kentucky, which may get out of it because it looks like they might get Kofi Coburn. But he's also got Miami, which has got his high school coach on it. And then he's got this seven-figure offer from the G League. According to Zagoria, it's a $1 million offer at least to go that route, just like a Jalen Green or a Kuminga did last year. So if you are Duren, right, and Penny Hardaway is now sending up Larry to come see you at your next game, and you're on the Zoom with Larry and you're on the Zoom with Penny, you're the number one prospect in the country, Coach.
Yeah.
Are you going to take this? Is Larry and those guys, and I suppose the potential of brand building like a Zion or a Cade Cunningham did for that 1 year in college, are you going to take this option with Larry Brown and Penny and Cody Topper, who used to be an NBA assistant, or is that seven figures, that $1 million that's sitting there, going to be too much to turn down? Do you think it's a tougher choice now, especially that you got Larry in the fold? And ultimately, can they win it? What do you think?
It's funny you mentioned the other assistant who came from Phoenix as a workout
Cody guy.
He's got a really good reputation.
Yes, he does.
Really good reputation. And look, I've said this before. I think Suggs is great because he competed in the national championship game. He went to Gonzaga. He learned, you know, in other words, that's just a real tribute to him.
Yep.
I think playing in college, Danny Manning, who I just talked to. By the way, Kofi Coburn was around here. I didn't ask him. He was walking around just checking out some teams.
Oh, wow.
The Riverside Church. He was in our gym. In other words, he's a fan. He doesn't know where he's going to go next year. I just asked him politely. But with name, image, and likeness and all that, maybe Memphis can come up with some sort
maybe
of deep,
so.
You know, Memphis businessman. But I would go to school just because it's once in a lifetime. And Jalen Duren went to Roman Catholic in Philadelphia and all that, so he's basically been a guy that, you know, grew up watching college. He knows about the pros. But he's gone down to a different school, goes to Montverde, and you see where he wants to. I'd love to play at Kentucky. I'd want to be in Memphis winning it all. But Penny Hardaway and Larry Brown, now you know you're going to get better. You know not only is Penny going to coach me, but Larry Brown, who's been an NBA coach. But I would want to play. I would want to try to go do what Jalen Suggs did. You know, LeBron, I know Kobe had always said he wished he went to Duke. I know LeBron has publicly said he wished he played college, and whether that was Ohio State or Duke. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The NCAA still matters, and there's a chance financially with the name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just 7 figures. I doubt that. That sounds like a lot for a college name, image, likeness. But he's one of a kind. I know Miami has hired his high school assistant.
Yep.
An AAU coach. This is the Kentucky's a fabulous place. I think Calipari really gets guys better. There's nobody who's done a better job of getting one and done's ready. But why not go to Memphis? If you like Memphis, they got a pro arena, Larry Brown. It makes sense. But go play for a year. You're going to get, look, John Morant gets $9 million right now. That's what he makes. You know, Valanciunas, I think, is your highest at 14. But John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, make $9 million. So you're going to get nine. So a million's a lot, but you're going to get 9 times 4. That's 36. The minute you walk out the door, you're slotted for that. So why not take a little less and go play and have a great time playing for Larry Brown and Penny Hardaway in a pro arena where you dominate the market? It's just you and the Grizzlies, really, you know? So I think he should go play college. I think it'd be fantastic.
We need to send you, Coach Patsos, yeah, up there with Larry so you guys can nail him down for Memphis. You know what I'm saying? We're talking with Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. All right, Coach, I'll turn you to the finals. Is this an issue of Phoenix is just better, or do you expect this thing to look a lot different by the time it gets back to Milwaukee on Sunday, where they're 7-1 in this postseason, Coach? What's Milwaukee got to do to make this a series again?
You know, it's a great question, Jason. I will tell you this. Milwaukee's been on the other end of this. They were up 2-0 against Toronto and thought everything was all fine. Next thing you know, they lost 4-2, and Toronto won Toronto had beaten the Sixers on that shot by Kawhi that Embiid almost blocked, and the Bucks thought everything was fine. I guess they're up 2-0. Well, Toronto came back and beat them 4-2. So I guess they're probably saying, why can't we go do that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question. I keep waiting for Phoenix to not play so well. In other words, Booker keeps making tough threes. Chris Paul's making shots. Jay Crowder, who was a former Grizzly, he's the only guy that's played in the finals. Nobody has a ring, but Jay Crowder at least has played. And you guys had him in Memphis. It's funny because I know your team wasn't ready at the time, but you could really use him. He might be the missing piece. I love what Crowder's done. DeAndre Ayton has turned into a playoff guy that's all of a sudden, you know, he's 22, he's grown up. Monty Williams deserves so much credit for the trust and confidence he's put into the Phoenix Suns, whether it's Cam Johnson, Cameron Payne, Torrey Craig taking a charge. But Bridges has turned into the third scorer. You can't leave Bridges. They share the ball. But every time the Bucks have cut up to 4, 5, and 6, it's not even a question. It's just, we're fine. They get another basket. They get a steal that's back to 10. Well, we'll see what happens in Deer Park. And if Giannis is gaining confidence, we all been injured, whether we're athletes or just even falling down the steps like in, you know, bad weather, you walk gingerly for a couple of days. Well, I think Giannis was testing at game one yesterday with the 42 points. Hey, Sunday at 8 o'clock, if Giannis comes out and they get – I've always felt game four is the pivotal game because they're probably going to get the home game three. And if they don't, that's clearly over. But the Suns keep making shots. I mean, every time you think that young team's going to fold, Monty Williams has them playing at such a level where they don't make a mistake. They make a big shot and keep the lead at 8-10. That was as impressive a win last night just because they, A, fell behind, then they held them off. That's hard to do. We'll see what happens on Sunday. They got the depth. But, you know, the elephant in the room is, come on, somebody's got to tell Drew Holiday and Middleton they got to play better.
That's it.
I mean, they just they got to play better. You can – Pat Connaughton, I like that they subbed him. They tried Teague. Lopez has a tough matchup. if Middleton and Holiday aren't going to really play like at their level, because Bridges and Paul are. And we all know Booker's the best player. Booker's the best player. I mean, Paul's the senior leader. I love him. But Booker's the best player.
Agreed.
And then you got Paul and Bridges playing at a high level, and now Ayton thrown to the mix. That's four guys, right? Well, you got Giannis. I haven't seen Middleton and Holiday really take it on where they have to. Otherwise, it's over. So that it's going to be interesting if Budenholzer can turn the tides. Like I said, they have no home teams lost. That's when series get interesting. But the Suns are better than I thought. You know, I thought last night they were, you know, getting 4.5. I thought the Bucks, and then the Bucks come flying out early, like I thought they would. But the Suns not only held them off, and they kind of ran away with it. So hats off to the Suns and Monty Williams. Sunday will be, they got to win Sunday, the Bucks, and then it's a really interesting series from there. But the Suns are better than I thought.
What's your gut tell you, Coach, that when this thing's over, whether it's 5-6, even if it's 7, that Phoenix is winning and Chris Paul's holding up the MVP trophy? You see it going to Booker. How do you think it plays out in the end?
Well, MVP, I think it could go to Chris Paul because he's made big shots. He's leading them. He's just getting the fan favorite, you know?
And the story, and right.
The story is he stays there. Now, you may get some other guys coming to Memphis to play that are in the finals. You get some guys, other guys that are going to say, hey, we'll take our talents to get paid. I think Chris Paul stays there. And I think if they win, Paul gets the MVP just because of what he's brought to that team and organization. People, you know this in Memphis. You guys have been really good. 4 years ago, you're really good. Then you had to go through your growing pains. Well, Phoenix has been a mess for 10 years. I mean, 10 years, GM, coaches.
It's so true.
They've been a mess. And you got to give it credit to the old guy who said, I'll come here and show you guys and fix everything. And fixed it in 1 year with Monty Williams. That's really impressive what Chris Paul's done.
No question about it. Coach, love having you every Friday, man. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your time, brother. Have a great weekend, Coach.
No, I appreciate it. I got some draft stuff for you, number 17. I ran into the Oregon
coach.
We're
going to need it.
I ran into Gonzaga. They love Kispert. They love Duarte. There's a lot of draft talk about who the Grizz, the young Grizz, are going to get even richer at 17. So we'll talk next week about that.
Sounds good. Can't wait to do it, Coach. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jason. Taking my man.
You too, brother. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider Calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life's busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. And, yeah, I figured as we get close to draft, we're going to be picking Jimmy's brain about that, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!